We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Umite. It's Wednesday, February 25th, 2026. Drivers in Champaign should plan ahead for a temporary road closure this Friday. The city of Champaign says 5th Street between Springfield Avenue and Healy Street will be closed Friday, February 27th, from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The closure is for material delivery at 502 South 5th Street. During that time, through traffic won't be allowed, but access to local properties will remain open. City officials are asking drivers to follow posted traffic control devices and use alternate routes when possible, and appreciate the public's patience while the work is completed. Speaking of Champaign news, yesterday the Champaign School Board announced that the Champaign Central High School principal, Montia Gardner, will be resigning at the end of this school year. Gardner accepted the principal position just short of a year ago, making herself the first Black principal the school has had. While no official statement has been made suggesting her reason for her resignation, the district released a statement to the News Gazette stating that they, quote, appreciate her service over the past several years, end quote, and that they hope to continue to work with Gardner to make sure, quote, the school year finishes strong, end quote. Looking at sports, it's been a big week in sports for the Fighting Illini. In men's basketball, the number 10-ranked Illini continued Big Ten play on Sunday night. Illinois fell 95-94 in overtime on the road at UCLA after the Bruins rallied from a 23-point deficit and won on a last-second layup in extra time. Earlier in the week, Illinois dominated Indiana 71-51 at the State Farm Center. Over in women's basketball, the Fighting Illini put together an impressive offensive performance, rolling past Northwestern 92-65. The Illinois wrestling team rolled past Purdue 28-6, extending its Big Ten dual success. And Illinois baseball also made some noise with a 14-5 win at number 6 Coastal Carolina in tournament play. In women's gymnastics, Illinois faced a tough opponent, losing to number 5 UCLA at the State Farm Center. Chloe Cho posted a career-high score on the uneven bars in front of a record crowd. And finally, for football, 3 Illini, quarterback Luke Altmeyer, offensive lineman J.C. Davis, and linebacker Gabe Akis, are set to compete at the 2026 NFL Scouting Combine this week in Indianapolis. And that's a wrap. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Kennedy Caldwell and Sophie Vansaggi. From WPGU News, this has been Umite.